Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Give yourself this holiday gift. No financial hangover. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Let's recalculate your holiday generosity by first understanding you are not alone. It is very, very common. Most people splurge more than they should and far more than they expect. So here are a couple of suggestions to help keep your generosity in line with your financial realities. Set a budget you can afford. Do that by figuring out how much you can spend. Then divide that by the number of people on your shopping list. This suggestion can help you recalculate the way you are looking at gift giving this year. The very last thing that you want to do this holiday season is make whatever financial balancing act you have more difficult by overspending. And remember, stop shopping when you reach your set limit. Exceeding the budget you set is what you don't want to do. Your goal is not to create huge credit card bills. Your goal is not to sabotage yourself financially. Your goal is to only spend what is appropriate for your bank account and give yourself the gift of not overspending during the holidays. Remember, gifts aren't your only holiday expense. There's the cost of travel, food, a tree, decorations, gift wrapping paper, greeting cards, postage. All those little items add up. These items are often forgotten when calculating your holiday budget. Here's to your health and wealth and holiday good cheer. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.